This is the In Focus podcast from The Hindu.
Hello and welcome to the In Focus podcast. I'm G. Sampath, your host for today's episode. With less than a year to go for the assembly elections, the infighting in the Punjab unit of the Congress party has been making the headlines. The two main protagonists are the state's chief minister, Captain Amarinder Singh, and the chief dissident, as it were, Navjot Singh Sidhu. Punjab, incidentally, is one of the handful of states where the Congress has done well and the BJP is on a weak wicket. And the captain is often touted as a success story that comes from empowering regional leaders. But Sidhu has not only openly challenged Amarinder's leadership, he also has the ear of the party's high command in Delhi, which seems ready to go the extra mile to accommodate him. So what is exactly at stake for Sidhu, for Amarinder and the Congress party? And why does the Congress find it so important to appease Sidhu? To explain these questions and the related issues, we have with us Varghese George, Associate Editor with The Hindu. Varghese, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Sampath. It is great to be with you on In Focus.
Varghese, to start with, can you tell us something about the origin and the background of the feud between the Punjab Chief Minister, Captain Amarinder Singh, and Navjot Singh Sidhu?
Well, when Navjot Singh Sidhu was brought into the Congress after he left the BJP ahead of the 2017 elections, it was speculated, and for good reasons, that Amarinder Singh was not really warming up to that idea. Sidhu himself, after quitting BJP, he did sort of toy with the idea of joining the Aam Aadmi Party before finally entering the Congress Party. Now, at that point, Amarinder Singh and Navjot Sidhu did put up a united show for 2017 election that the Congress did very well and won power in Punjab. But soon after the election was over and Amarinder Singh became chief minister and Sidhu became a cabinet colleague of his in the ministry, the tensions began between the two. The legend goes that Navjot Sidhu tried to put pressure on Amarinder Singh to make him the deputy chief minister, and he had the ear of Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi, who for whatever reason did give. So Sidhu did have access to Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi from the very beginning, which Amarinder Singh did not like. Amarinder Singh, for good reasons again, thinks that he is the supreme leader of the Congress party in Punjab, and he had no patience to tolerate anybody, at least of all Sidhu. And then he was waiting for an opportunity, which Sidhu gave him in the form of his visit to Pakistan, where he went, I think in 2018, to take part in the swearing-in ceremony of his friend from the previous life, cricketer Imran Khan. So that visit and a second visit later of Sidhu to Punjab, Pakistan, gave Amarinder Singh the opportunity to come down heavily on him, which led to disputes and spat, public spat, and the enmity and the rivalry became the two came out in the open. Ahead of 2019 elections, the Lok Sabha elections, Sidhu wanted a seat for his wife, I think the Chandigarh seat, Lok Sabha seat for his wife, from the Congress party, which Amarinder did not agree to. Sidhu had to eat a humble pie, and his wife did not manage to contest. Not stopping there, Amarinder Singh went a step further. Though Navjot Sidhu was named as one of the star campaigner by the Congress High Command, he was not allowed to campaign in Punjab at all. So finally, again, the High Command intervened and made some opportunity for Sidhu to campaign. But post 2019 election, the Congress did very well. The handful of seats that the Congress lost, Amarinder Singh blamed Sidhu for not being helpful or useless in those seats. And in the next ministry reorganization, Sidhu was forced to, with Sidhu's existing portfolio of local body administration was taken away from him. In reaction, Sidhu resigned from cabinet, and then he stayed silent for some time before he surfaced as you put it, the dissenter or the rebel in chief.
Okay, so there has been quite a bit of steps taken by both the sides in this infighting. So Sidhu has made quite a few allegations against Punjab Chief Minister, and some of them are to do with irregular appointments to the police force. Some of them are to do with the so-called sacrilege case. Could you talk a little bit about what these allegations are, how fair they are, or as in how truthful or authentic, or how, is there any substance to these allegations?
Well, now trying to figure out the allegation that okay, the poor promises that the Congress Party made in 2017 are not being fulfilled, that is a tall order. So we'll have to keep that aside. So whether the questions, promises of job creation, or the reining in the drug mafia in the state, those are questions which remain a little in the abstract, so we cannot really put our finger with a certainty on those questions. But there are some other issues which are much more emotive. One very tangible issue is a power purchasing agreement that apparently the Punjab government has signed, which actually translates into one of the highest power tariffs anywhere in the country in Punjab. The sacrilege question, that has been a very emotive political issue in Punjab, which actually precedes the Congress government. These incidents, a series of incidents in 2015, in which the sacred Guru Granth Sahib was found desecrated in Faridkot and several other places over a period of few weeks or months in 2015, which the investigation into the case went to the CBI. In 2017, the Congress Party made that a campaign issue. So without going into the details of how that case has evolved, the allegation that Sidhu is raising against Amrinder is that he's hand in glove with the Sukhbir Badal family, the Badal family, who was in power that point in time, and he has not been able to bring the perpetrators of that sacrilege incident into book. So the case related to the investigation related to the whole entire episode is being under judicial review. There was one SIT which has been replaced by another one. All that thing is happening. But this, what is crucial, what is relevant for us in this debate is that Amrinder Singh is accused of soft peddling the investigation, or maybe even sabotaging the investigation to favor the Badals in Sidhu's telling.
Okay, but it is a fact, isn't it, that the judiciary sort of quashed the special investigative team's whatever probe report or whatever which needed to be submitted because it was too weak.
That's right. Yeah. So, and there was a new SIT which was formed, I think, a couple of months ago, which again went into arresting new people. I don't know whether it is new people, but a new SIT is in place, which is now functional. But there is no closure to that case now, nearly 7 years after the incident.
Okay, so what exactly is the extent of support enjoyed by Sidhu on the one hand among the party workers, and on the other hand among the voters in the state?
Well, I think it is pretty safe to assume that Sidhu has a political Sidhu lacks any political standing of his own in Punjab, within the party or outside of the party on a larger arena. But what makes him politically a potent instrument for others to play on is that, one, he is personally very ambitious. He's a careerist. He's a textbook case of a political careerist who could be a BJP MP, who could seamlessly move to Congress while simultaneously exploring a political career in Aam Aadmi Party. And even right now, as we speak, when he is trying to negotiate his relationship within the Congress, he is without, in a very effortless manner, he actually holds out the threat that he might actually be joining the Aam Aadmi Party. So all that careerism and his profile as a former cricketer, he is gifted as a public orator, and he has, all those things can work to certain limited extent if he has a proper platform in the form of the Congress Party or Aam Aadmi Party. But he is no match to Amarinder Singh or the Badals as far as Punjab politics is concerned. But still, the question is, why is he commanding this kind of prominence in Punjab politics, particularly within the Congress Party? There, I think we'll have to look at what else is happening around him. Amarinder Singh at 79, he reigns supreme over Punjab politics and within the Congress Party. And he knows that, particularly after the 2019 election, after Punjab turned out to be one of the very few states where the Congress did very well, Amarinder Singh functions with a swagger that he owes nothing to anybody, least of all to the Gandhi family. So the Gandhi family, perhaps, this is just an interpretation that one can think of, that there is no way they can sort of control Amarinder Singh in the normal routes of party discipline or internal management. So they are giving a not so tacit encouragement to Sidhu, and Sidhu becomes a kind of default point of point around which, or an axis around which, other people who are disenchanted or disappointed with Amarinder Singh could coalesce. So we have to also note the fact that Amarinder Singh, because of his extremely one cannot say, I mean, authoritarian, but he has a style where he tolerates very practically no difference of opinion from colleagues. He is very inaccessible. It is an administration which is largely run by Amarinder's personal whims and the bureaucrats that surround him. So they are the people who run his administration. This has created a lot of resentment within the Congress Party, among ministers, among MLAs, among party workers, who remain completely disconnected from the chief minister and his plans for the state. So all of them are finding to some extent Sidhu as a rallying point. But at the same time, many of these MLAs, I am told, are also noting the fact that Sidhu is no less. One of those MLAs, I've heard from, not to me, but through secondary sources, MLAs saying that it is very difficult to get Amarinder Singh, who happens to be CM. Sidhu, who is nowhere near becoming the CM, is also very inaccessible when it comes to party workers. So those are factors. But at the moment, people who are unhappy with Amarinder Singh are finding in Sidhu a potential rallying point.
So you have outlined the fact that there is some dissatisfaction with Amarinder Singh within the party, and some of which could be to do with his style of functioning, and Sidhu could be a pole of pole around which these unhappy elements could probably coalesce. And now, why has all this come to a head over the post of the PCC chief, and why is Sidhu so adamant about getting that particular post, and why is the captain equally adamant that he will not get that post? Is it because that gives a lot of say in giving tickets for the assembly elections, or are there other issues involved as well?
Well, yeah, I mean, the distribution of assembly tickets is certainly one reason why the post of PCC chief is very, very important. Now, the other point is, in traditional Congress politics, broadly speaking, one could say that the PCC chief and the legislature party head, when you are in power, that happens to be the chief minister, broadly speaking, they used to be two alternative centers of power within the Congress party. What has happened in recent times is that these two powers actually got merged, in the sense that when you are out of power, the PCC chief becomes very prominent, and when you are in power, the chief minister becomes very prominent. And the chief ministers, now there are hardly any, only one or two left. The Chhattisgarh is another example where the chief minister has managed to have a PCC chief who is a complete loyalist of his. So this has become a new style, and the strongman chief ministers in the Congress party do not take very lightly to the idea of a very strong PCC chief. Now, in here, we are also talking about heading the party into the campaign in the next year's elections. So now, as we mentioned earlier, Amarinder Singh is 79. He is very determined that, okay, he will again lead the party, meaning that he will be the chief minister candidate this time again. We remember another point that we should recall is that in 2017, there was a reluctance by the Congress party leadership, Rahul Gandhi, to declare Amarinder Singh as the chief ministerial candidate. So he was sulking, and he made his displeasure very clear to the extent that the party's prospects were in serious danger before he was declared the chief ministerial candidate. And then he got into the campaign full steam, and he won the election and the chief minister's post. And now, right now, Sidhu does not want any other compromise other than being the PCC chief. What will it entail? Not only that he will be able to influence ticket distribution, but he will also be a major contender or the main contender for the post of chief minister if the party wins. Now, we also have to note the fact that even with all this internal dissension and diatribe, Congress still, even as of today, has a reasonable chance of retaining power in Punjab, because the other side, the Akali BJP alliance, is broken off, and the farmers' strike and the ongoing combat between the BJP and the farmers, and the inability of the Akali Dal to distance itself from what is viewed as its past sins of association with the BJP, all that thing, all those factors could be advantages for the Congress party. But whether the party will be able to actually marshal all those advantages into a form in which it enables its victory, that's a different question, because Amarinder Singh, in my opinion, remains, with all his faults, remains the only person who will be able to do that kind of a management of polls. Here, I'll also make one distinction. When we say that Amarinder Singh is disconnected from the party worker, which is a fact, but while we acknowledge that fact, he also retains a certain capacity to create a mass mobilization. He has a way with the general public sentiment and mood and mobilization. So there, as he did last time, he would also, in a manner, short-circuit the party's existing organizational structure, and he brought in Prashant Kishore's managerial mechanism into the election process in 2017. So Amarinder Singh has his finger on the pulse of Punjab's population in the wider sense, but he doesn't care much about the MLAs or the ministers or the party leaders at the grassroots level.
Okay, so this is a very, of course, very clear perspective where you are saying that Amarinder Singh is probably the best person to lead the party into the election. However, this doesn't seem to be the kind of a prevailing view within the Congress itself, where apparently some elements also feel that Sidhu has a lot of popularity on the ground, especially after this whole Kartarpur Singh corridor episode, which is considered very important for the Sikh community. And also given the fact that there might be an element of anti-incumbency with the captain, and going forward, they may want to see some change in the face of leadership of the Congress. So given these various factors, there seem to be some thinking within the Congress that given the kind of dissatisfaction with the captain, and there are issues which have been flagged, as we discussed, about corruption, about the drug issue and the sand mining issue and the sacrilege case. And there might be some merit in considering a change of face going forward. So how much of credibility does this thinking carry, according to you?
Well, I think so there is, I mean, I do understand, and in fact I can even sympathize with the sources of that sentiment, or the reasons of that sentiment, that originates from MLAs and party leaders who feel completely ignored, in fact humiliated, by the Amrinder's apparatus, which I mean there are a handful of bureaucrats who are close to him, who run the show in their darbar, getting access, getting things done is very difficult for Congress MLAs. Even those Congress MLAs, there have been instances of Fagat Sidhu, other cabinet ministers bitterly complaining about bureaucrats humiliating them, so on and so forth. Those are facts, and those are possibly the reason, evidently, not possibly, evidently the reason why there are more than a handful of people who are expressing their resentment in public against Amrinder Singh. So that is one part of the game. But to when you think of, when we are talking about the party strategy going into the next election, just to patch this up by forcing Amrinder's hand to accommodate all these people, or by bringing in Sidhu as a party chief, or forcing him, or interfering in the selection of candidates, those may not be the right strategy. The right strategy, if the party were to look at it from purely the perspective of winning the election, a free hand to Amrinder, that would actually involve a denial of tickets to a good chunk of existing MLAs of the Congress Party. All those things, the regular, the usual, the playbook that comes into play, if you have to contest a re-election, as in like you are an incumbent going for a re-election, there are certain standard practices that chief ministers have evolved in the recent past. One of it is that you remove a significant number of your MLAs, and you run a campaign which is centered around the one person that is the chief minister. A lot of those things come into play. What is being floated around as a rapprochement between the two factions or several factions, it involves cutting Amrinder's wings and reining him in and having a kind of compromise. The moment that compromise is made, what it essentially also involves is a signal to the public that the leadership is diffused and Amrinder is no longer in command. While that might be a fair way of accommodating the grievances of people within the party, I am reasonably sure that that is not the way to win an election in the current current situation.
Right. So, Varghese, one final question to wind up this episode. So, you've been fairly clear that the right or probably the most optimum strategy for the party going into the election is to give a free hand to Amrinder rather than try and balance things out and placate him and clip the wings of the captain and so on. So, let's say this happens, okay? Now, what are Sidhu's options? Because there seems to be a fear that he could do a lot of damage if he is not listened to. I mean, there are fears that he may float his own party, or he may gather all the discontented elements around him and do some damage, or he could, as you said, join the Aam Aadmi Party. So, and this price which the Congress may have to pay for ignoring him may actually sort of undermine their campaign and their performance in the election. So this is not a price that the Congress really seems keen to pay, which is why they're keen to accommodate Sidhu in some way and work out a compromise. So what are your final thoughts on this aspect of the impasse?
See, the options before the Congress are not very easy. Whatever you do, there is a price to pay. If you Amarinder Singh, in my opinion, remains the best option or the better option of the worst options available before the party. Because regardless of what else happens, there will be a strong command over the campaign. And he still has the benefits of being an incumbent, and he knows the pulse, as we all the other factors that we discussed. Yes, if Sidhu does not want to wait for the next opportunity and he walks out and creates trouble for the Congress, there could be trouble. But that trouble is, in my opinion, again, much less dangerous than the risk of creating a system, an election management system, in which Amarinder's hands are forced and he has to carry the baggage that he does not want to, which involves Sidhu himself and MLAs that he might want to drop from the electoral field. So between these options, the Congress will have to choose. None of it is, it's a very rosy picture from the perspective of the Congress High Command, because the High Command detests this scenario of chief ministers or party's state level leaders using the party brand, but at the same time building an empire of their own, which is autonomous from Delhi's control.
Right. So this is seems to be a really tough choice facing the Congress. It'll be interesting to see which way they go, and we'll have to wait and watch how this unfolds. Thank you so much, Varghese, for sharing your thoughts on this issue. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Sampat. It was great talking to you.
In Focus will be back soon with analysis of the biggest news issues. In the meantime, you can find our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and other platforms. Just search for In Focus by The Hindu. We'll see you soon.